And now, dear Heavenly Father, here I stand. I realize I can't be around here too much longer. And I see my natural life fading away. Help tonight, Lord, this one time. Once more, Lord, grant that the people will forget the past now and press towards the mark of the high calling. Grant it, Lord. I'm going to ask you to do something, and it's going to be a hard thing, Father. I realize that. But I'm going to ask you to let Jesus come into us. And Father, just to anoint me, it wouldn't do much good for this congregation unless you anoint them too. We are one together. And anoint them with faith that somebody here, there's surely somebody got enough faith to do that, like that woman that touched his garment. And he's a high priest right now that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities to show that he's still that super sign, God in man, God working through man, the illiterate, and them who will forget themselves and just let the Spirit work through them. There's little women sitting in here that's suffering maybe with the same thing that woman had. There's Simon sitting in here tonight, Lord, the sons of Jonas as it was. They're sitting here. Help now, Lord, that the people might know and answer my prayer. As I, not to emotion, I know I'm emotionally, but I'm disturbed, Lord, as I see things going the way they do. It worries me that the let the people get back to the Word and forget all these fantastic things of the hour, the popular opinions of the world. Come back to the Word manifested in the hour now that we're living. Grant it, Lord. While we have our heads bound, I want each of you to pray. Just simply don't, just keep your heads bowed and just keep praying. Say, Lord, help me now. And have something on your mind that you want to pray for. And if the Lord Jesus is still alive, then certainly, friends, that would be the super sign. And some people have said, oh, there's no doubt that can be done. Brother Branham has a great gift of the Lord. And I believe when he's under the anointing, he's a prophet of the Lord. But don't you listen to his teaching. Now, anybody would do that, would say that, and supposed to be a scholar, when that's the very sign that the teaching is right, according to the Bible. And if you're a sinner, the pool's waiting there. If you've never been baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, the pool's waiting. If you haven't received the Holy Ghost yet, you must have that token sign on you, or you won't go through the gate. You must be the life of Christ in you. Now you pray and ask God to help you. While we pray now, and the sisters at the instruments there, only believe. Just think, coming down the hill, come Jesus. Just in your imaginary mind, see him come walking in the door and walk down here and stand up in the pulpit. You're in sin, children. Just imagine it in your mind now. Everybody be real reverent and keep real still and pray. Everywhere, just keep praying, and Lord Jesus, be merciful to me. Lord, I believe. Father God, you're quiet now. This solemn moment, I believe that you're here. I believe that that great pillar of fire that led Israel through the wilderness, that was manifested in flesh. He said he was before Abraham was, I am. I come from God and I go to God. After his death, burial, a resurrection, and ascension, Paul met him on the road going down to Damascus. A great light struck him down. That Hebrew would have never called him Lord if he didn't know that was that same pillar of fire. Who are you, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus. And here you are tonight with us, the same life in us. I thank you for it, Father. Now, let it be known that I've told the truth. That virgin conceiving to bring man and God together is the same sign that's among us tonight at the end of the age, the super sign. Let it be once more, Father, I pray through Jesus Christ's name. I just keep praying. Now, I take every spirit in here under my control in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, if you want to pray, continue to pray. If you want to look up, do whatever you wish now. Keep holding your testimony. Keep holding your faith if you're praying. I see out in front of me now, in this middle aisle here, a little lady, woman, sitting right back here, just bringing up her head. In this middle aisle, way back towards the back, she's suffering with a back trouble. Yes. You believe that God will heal your back? All right. That's what she was praying about. Is that right? Raise up your hand. Mm-hmm. You're both healed. The lady right next to her had a back trouble too, because she raised her hand. I've seen it come from her to her. Now, I don't know you, do I? Neither one of you. But that's what was right. If that's right, raise your hand. Now, is that the super sign? Here, right straight back this aisle on my this side, right back towards the back, there's a little woman that can't swallow hardly. There's something wrong with her swallow. She can't hardly swallow. But she believes she's an out of town. Will you believe, sister, that you will be that you can swallow? Will you accept your healing? Raise up your hand if you're all right. Now, you can be healed. Now, If I'm a stranger, you wave your hand like that. That's right, see? But that's what she's sitting there right then trying to swallow. Now swallow now, and you swallow right. See if that's right. You believe that the angel of the Lord is here? You believe that the super sign? I have people all the way in the building. Somebody up here close. I'll turn my back just to let you know in every figure that it is the Lord Jesus. I'll turn my back and somebody pray. Believe. You think I'm looking at you to, like, reading your mind or something? You just believe. If he could tell what that Sarah was praying about or what she was doing in the tent behind him, because God was manifested in the flesh of a being, a human being that was eating, drinking, a sign. I told you it's a super sign. Yes. Here's a man coming up before me now. He's standing right behind me, right back here. He's going blind. His name is McCluskey. If he will believe with all of his heart, God will heal him. Stand up. I never seen a man in my life. Believe, sir. What about over this way? You believe over here? You believe with all your heart? You pray. I see a woman, and she is suffering from something. She thinks it's epilepsy because she blacks out. She comes from the southeast, she's from Florida, and her name is Mrs. Kinney. If you'll believe, Mrs. Kinney, stand up on your feet, you'll be healed of that blackout spell. Stand on your feet. I've never seen the woman in my life. She's a total stranger. Ask her. Do you believe he's the super sign? What about this section? You believe? A woman suffering almost to a nervous breakdown, right over this way. Her name is Miss Jones, and she'll believe. With all of her heart, she can be healed, Mrs. Jones. If you'll believe and stand to your feet and believe that Jesus Christ makes you well, you can have your healing. She's a total stranger to me. I've never seen her in my life. God knows that's true. A virgin shall conceive and shall bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which by interpretation is God with us. God here in us. God's super sign. Do you believe it? Well, we're at the end time. If he's here, why don't you accept him now? Do you see what ought to happen? You see what should take place? Every person right now should be totally healed. There's somebody, there's something here to do that. Everybody knows that. God in heaven knows I know none of these people. They're total strangers. Ask them and see. I don't know nothing about them. I don't know who they are, where they come from, or nothing. But if you'll take my word for it, if that's true, I'll say right now to you, the Holy Spirit's just circling this place around. That light's just all around here. Now, if the word is right and the word's manifested before you, what's the matter that we don't receive? What's next, brother? Hello? You're in trouble too. Something about a, well, that's your wife. Right. Just a minute, let's see what it is. You confess it, let it go at that. I challenge you to believe God right now. The super sign. Only thing I know about that boy, I shook his hands. I can't tell you his name right now. But that's exactly what's wrong. I know not that. I was there the day he was married. But something's happened. I don't want to say it here, but all right. Don't you believe God? He said this super sign would take place. How many wants to see him? Let's see your hands. Say, I'll believe him. Downstairs, wherever you are, up in the balcony. Remember God's super sign? The word of promise is made manifest right here today before you, this day. Jesus read the scriptures and turned around and said, this day this prophecy is fulfilled in the midst of you. I say in Jesus Christ's name, this day the end time sign is manifested before you. How many sick? Raise your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, in His presence, if you can believe what you've seen to be the truth and coming from God, I ask you in Jesus Christ's name, stand up and accept it then. Say, I will accept it. It'll settle it for me. I believe. I don't care where you're at. That's good. Raise up your hands now. Now just give God praise. I don't pray for you. I just praise Him. Stand there. The super sign. The super sign right in the midst of you. God's super sign for the last day. Father, you see their hands. Mine with it. I believe you too. Now we're waiting, Father. Come, Lord Jesus. One night, when the disciples were bothered, they'd been talking to somebody. They didn't know who it was. They said he was a stranger around the country. But one night, when they shut the doors and got him on the inside, he'd done something just like he did before his crucifixion and his resurrection. They knew it was him. Come again tonight, Lord, and do that for us, will you? While we're waiting, we know we've seen you do it, and may you take all the fear out of people's hearts. Through Jesus' name, may everyone that we lay hands on tonight, may they be healed, every one of them. May there not be a feeble person. May every sick person dying, heart trouble, and female trouble, and cancer, and TB, and leukemia, whatever it might be, may they be healed tonight, Lord. May as they pass through this line and we lay our hands upon them, may they recognize it's just not going by man, but God and man is one. God has come into man. And God does nothing apart from man. That's what He does. His works is through man. He made man His partner. When Jesus stood looking upon the harvest, He said, the harvest is ripe, the laborers are few. Pray the Lord of the harvest. And He was the Lord of the harvest. In other words, ask me to do what I know is right to do. But He had connected Himself with His disciples. They was the one to ask. He said, you have not because you ask not. You ask not because you believe not. But, Father, we believe, and we're asking tonight for your mercy again with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, each one of you now, with your prayer cards, we're going to have you to line. Now, I don't know where they're probably upstairs, downstairs, and where they are. We're going to have about a half hour here or more
for prayer for the sick. It's just now 9, just a little bit after. We think we can do it and get through. Now look, now don't nobody leave. Everybody sit real still now. You're wanting a healing service. That's what we've been waiting for. Have you been waiting for a healing service? All right. It's here now. And the healer is here, Jesus Christ. He's here. I remember. What if he had on this suit here? That he had his one of his servants, Brother and Sister Collins, sitting out there for my tabernacle to give me. What if he was here wearing this suit? And he was standing here just like I'm standing here now. Do you know, if you'd say, Lord, will you heal me? Do you know he could not do it against your unbelief? How many know that's true? You'd have to believe him the same as you do now. That's right. You'd have to believe him just like you do now. And remember, what he's already done, he cannot do again. See, he's put it completely from his reach now. He's put it in your reach. He's done all he can do. Is that right, minister? There isn't a thing he can do about it. It's out of his reach. It's in your reach. For he was wounded for our transgressions. With his stripes we were healed. See, it's out of his reach. But he's brought it to your reach. It's in your reach now. It was put there for you. He just pointed to where it was at. Well, you say, it's always been a puzzle to me if really the truth is, does he still live? Certainly he lives. What's this you're bumping into all the time? What's that condemns you when you're wrong? What's that it makes you believe? That's him. You might not be able to open your eyes and see him because he's in spirit form, the invisible God. But he dwells among a visible people, making himself visible by his promised word in that people. Do you understand that now? Here, before we call the prayer line, I trust God will do this. I love you, Life Tabernacle. You know that. I've been your brother. I try to be anyhow. I've done many failings, but I've tried to be. Listen, come to yourself tonight. Wake up before it's too late. Wake up quickly. He's here with us. Now, I want each one of you, I'm going to, with the bottom of my heart, I'm going to try to call the people that I know in this building. And no matter if I look past you, that shows that I pass you by. If the light of this is over you, I'll pass you by. I'm pretty sure this is Brother Julius Statscliffe, his wife and family, sitting right there on this front seat. I'm sure of that. And then the next person that I see that I know, now just a moment, I seen somebody a few moments ago that I thought I recognized, and that was Brother Evans, but I've lost where he's at now. Brother Welch Evans, pardon me. Yes, and Whitsinger sitting right next to him. That's that family sitting right here. Evans and Whitsinger sitting there together. And now, here's Brother and Sister Dow sitting right here. I know them, and I know this little girl here, one of them, the little June. That's Brother Evans, Sister Evans' daughter. And I heard Fred Stoffman say, Amen. Nobody says it like him. He's in here somewhere. I don't know where he's at. He's back in the back somewhere. Where are you at, Fred? Oh, yes, back there. And is that Brother Woods sitting there by you? Brother Woods, all right. Well, this is a Tate boy sitting here, Jim McGuire. And that's Brother Blair sitting right there. All right, I think that's all that I see that I know. Now, I might have seen you. Some of your faces look like I've seen them, but I don't know who they are. Now, the Holy Spirit knows that. But now, you people that I know you know I know you. You just pray. Don't pray for nothing yourself. Don't try to touch him. Just pray for me. Just pray for me that the God that you know that I serve, that he might be merciful to somebody else sitting by. Now you pray. And let's just ask him if he will identify himself. Messiah. Yeah, I believe, I'm not sure, but I think I see Sister Moore. Is that Sister Moore? I thought that was her. She's lost a little weight, and that's the reason I didn't recognize her first, but I thought that I recognized her sitting right over there. Now, just pray now, everybody, be just as reverent, and you look down, whatever you want to, and just pray. And now, listen, I want to ask you something. Now, let me take this scripture for tonight. Instead of the woman touching his garment, let's just take it back to what I've been preaching, the Word. Now, the Bible said that the Word of God is sharper, more powerful than a two-edged sword. That's Hebrews 4. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart and the mind. Is that right? Now, if ye abide in me, and my word abide in you. Now, the word is the promise that the word itself is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Is that right? Now, pray. How could that be more clear? Pray now. Just be real reverent and pray, not knowing you. And you that I know, pray for somebody that I don't know, that the Lord will touch somebody, that they might, in touching. Now, quickly I see it arising. Over to my left, over against the wall, to my extreme left, is a man sitting there that's praying. I don't know him. And that light hangs right over him. And the man has a lung trouble that he's praying about. He's had a couple operations on those lungs. He's a middle-aged man wearing glasses, gray in hair. And he's you believe, sir, the man I'm speaking to, Mr. Buford? That is your name, sir. You believe now. Jesus Christ will make you whole if you'll believe it. I never seen that man in my life. Now, if anybody wants to see him, would you stand on your feet ever who the man was? Stand up or up there. There you are. I never seen him in my life. Now, what is that? Stop. Can you explain that, Brother Branham? I cannot. Who could explain that? I can't. No. Here. There's a lady sitting way back, towards the back. And I see her praying, and I see a man reeling and kind of throwing his hands up in the air. He's staggering. It's her husband. He's an alcoholic. He drinks all the time. And she's praying for his release. Her name is Mrs. Morgan. Raise up your hand. That is right. I'm a stranger to her, but that is true. Stand up, lady. It was just called. There you are. And I don't know the woman. Tell me what she touched way back there. What is the word? A discerner. And of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You owe me to sit down now. Rejoice. Be happy. If you desire to sit down, you don't have to. You just suit yourself. Whatever you want to do. Just be happy and rejoice because the Lord has been good to you. Here's a lady right out here in front of me. And she's very sick. Perhaps sicker than what she thinks she has. She's actually suffering with hemorrhoids. And they're becoming cancerous. Mrs. Morgan. Not Mrs. Morgan, I'm sorry. It's Mrs. Anderson. If you'll believe with all your heart, Jesus Christ will make you well. You believe that, lady? Stand up on your feet, if that's right. I don't know the lady. She's exactly in line with this other lady, and I can see that still hanging there. That's the reason. The other night, you may sit down if you wish to, sister, and believe, and you'll be made well. Mr. Woods here, I went down with him for a day's hunting down in Kentucky. While I was standing there in the place, his sister-in-law, not a Christian, come by thinking she had cancer on her throat. I'd seen a vision that morning of a woman wearing a checkered dress. She had on a red coat. And when she went in the other room and didn't know why she come by, I took off that red coat. Come back, she had on a checkered dress. I said, come here. That was it. The Holy Spirit told her what it was, and that was it. She didn't even have to go to the doctor. It was finished. A few minutes after that, there's a man, not knowing why, come up dying with a heart trouble. And he said, have you got company? And the lady said, Brother Branham is out there with Banks. He said, thanks be to God. Now went in there laying back in a chair, dying in a heart attack. The Lord healed him. 2 or 3 days after that, said he had a bit of trouble with it since then. Up come the sister-in-law coming in, the daughter-in-law rather, a young woman, Mrs. Cox. And at the tabernacle, a few days before that, there'd been a lady healed with diabetes that was sitting. I seen that girl rise in the vision. I wouldn't call her because she comes out of that tabernacle. And the day or two after that, she'd been taken to the clinic for examination, and she had awful diabetes. She's on her road then back to get her blood checked again. And then she had to quit work. Her arms had done went numb and things. I said, Margie, when the doctor examines you, your faith has healed you. And they took her to the clinic, the same clinic again, examined her again, and it was gone. Because He is God, and He fails not. You believe that? I see a man sitting here looking at me now. He's had a little trouble in his life. He had a mumps when he was... He's kind of got something on his heart. He's looking right at me. His children's all boys. He wants a girl now. You know, that man is a preacher, too. Mr. Byrd, Reverend Mr. Byrd. Raise up your hand, sir. That's true, isn't it? God grant you your request, sir. See how simple? God dwells in simplicity. You believe that? Working in simplicity is wonders to perform. Lost your sense of smell, haven't you, lady? Sitting there looking so honestly at me. You were praying and I called you. You have your request. You are a minister's wife. That's right. You've lost your sense of smell and you've got a great burden on your heart. You've got two sons that you're praying for. That's right. Your name is Sister Legg. I never saw her in my life. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Is that right? All things are possible if thou canst believe. You believe now His presence is here? Isn't He a discerner of the thoughts, the intents of the heart? You know, ask those people. Check around if anybody's in doubt. Ask them, I never seen the people in my life. Esther? You believe God can take that tumor out of you? Looking around there, her getting healed, you believe He can heal the tumor? Make you well? You do? This lady here next to you too, with swelling in her body and things, you think the Lord can make you well, both of you? You do? All right. He can if you'll believe it. You sitting looking at me there, sir, do you believe that God can heal that prostrate trouble sitting right back there at that black tie on? You believe God can heal the prostrate trouble? That's what you have. If that's right, raise up your hand. That's right. All right. See? You believe? He's in the ship. Here He is, right here. His Word doing just what it said it would do. Taking the secrets of the heart and making it known. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord Jesus, I pray for these handkerchiefs that's laying here, these sick and afflicted. Actually, they're standing here, Lord. It's a very creative voice of God speaking to human beings while faith is vibrating one from the other. May these handkerchiefs be blessed. And the people that they are put up on, may they be blessed and be healed. And now, Father, while Your Spirit is here, and the disciples now, the followers of You now, see that You're in the boat. There's no need of being afraid. There's nothing going to harm anything. While You're here, You're the Creator. Let it be so, Lord, that their faith won't fail. When they walk into this prayer line now, May they be healed. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. How can we be sure that He is? Are you sure? We are convinced. I am thoroughly convinced that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever. Are you? I'm convinced that I know that I don't know those things. Now, well, look here. I want to tell you something. These here are just little minor things that happen. How about those who's around home and goes with me to meetings? They raise up your hands, brothers, if you all and sisters, you goes with me in a meeting around. Just the things that happens. Why, this is just minor things. We're going to tell you different places and what's going to happen here. Be down here. We're going to meet a man. You're going to try to keep me away from him. Don't do it because I'm supposed to go. His wife is a certain thing. She's going to be healed. I'm going to tell him this. This boy crosses the streets, go to ask a certain thing. I'll tell him a certain thing. He'll do this and do that. Why, it's just constantly all and all the time like that. It's Jesus Christ, not a human being. It's Christ. I'm a human being, but He's Christ. What is the gift, Brother Branham? I can't explain it. The only thing I know is just let William Branham get out of the way. That's all. And he just takes the clay and works through it. Believe it. Will you, Shreveport? Believe it with all your heart. And don't doubt, you'll have your healing when you pass through here. Now, visions doesn't heal you. Visions only identifies His Word to be true. See? You're already healed. Visions only proves that He is here and He is still the living Word. But as far as healing you, it doesn't. It only lets you know that He's here. He's already healed you. His blood, the reason He's here is because He healed you. The reason He's here is because He saved you. His life was given for you. His blood was shed. And He's here in the form of the Holy Ghost to work through us to prove that He's here. But your healing is with your faith. If you believe it, it's so. Amen. Now, how many on this side has prayer cards over in this aisle over here? I want you to step out in the aisle on this side. And as soon as they get through, then this aisle here, step out on that side. And then this aisle here, go right around and follow right in behind, and this one here, and we'll come right around and pray. Brother Jack Moore, where's he at? Is it all right if I call up ministers to help me? Any minister here that believes in the message of the Lord, that believes that the Bible has taught these things, and you're thoroughly convinced that Jesus Christ is here with us tonight, and you would want to come here and help us lay hands upon the sick. If it's something in your life now that's holding you back from faith, don't come, see? Because you've got to believe that when you lay your hands upon this person that they're going to get well. You're only joining your faith with theirs. See what I mean? You're joining your faith with theirs by contacting them, laying your hands on them. And if you've got a little bit of doubt about it, don't you do it. And then look, everyone that comes in the prayer line, if you've got the least bit of a doubt that you're not going to be healed tonight, don't come in. It'll only make you worse. Yeah? You'll only get worse. See? So don't come in the prayer line. Wait till tomorrow. Do it tomorrow sometime. Some other time when you got faith. Don't do it because it's only for those who have faith to believe. Now, I want you, ministry brethren, to come up here and stand with me while we pray for the sick. And you're on a platform. Come right down here in front now, right down in front of the aisle here, because we can't bring those cases and the wheelchairs and things up over this aisle. I'm going to step right down here and pray for them. Come right down here. And any of you man back there that's ministers that believe with all your heart, and now it's you're sincere. You really want, you believe it's going to happen. See? And then if you believe it, and they believe it, and when you lay your hands upon them, something's got to happen if both of you's going to believe it. See what I mean? All right, line up right here. Brother, make a double line right across this way now, each one of you ministering brothers. I wish you'd come down this way just a little bit so they can have that aisle to go back in, if you will, because some of these over here will go right back this middle aisle. If you'll just kind of make your way right down here, my brothers, if you will. That's fine. I think we ought to thank the Lord for a group of men like this that's willing to stand out in the face of critics and anything else and take their stand and say, I believe it. Amen. I'm very grateful for a man of that type. I'm glad to put my shoulders with theirs, to put my heart with theirs, to put my emotion with theirs, to put my faith with theirs. And around the bread of life and the Word of God, we are brothers together, joint heirs in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. These men might not be able to stand up and make the Word. That's a gift. That's just a gift. It's to show the last sign at the last day. That's exactly what it's to do. But these men has just exactly the same right to lay hands on the sick as anyone else near, or Roberts, or Tommy Hicks, or Tommy Osborne, anybody else. They have the same authority by the same God, because they're servants of that same God. Now, when you people, I'm going to have Brother Price, or somebody, or Brother Moore, you're going to come help us pray, or you go stay at the... Yeah. Or you go get the mic down, all right? Now, I'm going to have Brother Price. Now, when we come through here, now look, let this settle it. This is it. You don't have to shake him. You don't have to just say, Lord God, I believe it. Yeah. He's awake right now. He's done proved himself. He's done been aroused among you. I feel him. And I know he's here because I see his evidence, the way he's working. Just think, the Creator himself, the Word himself, has been made vivid evidence right here with us tonight. And if you take my word, it's just moving all out through the building like that. You can just stand here and keep calling, 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 calling. But I guess 8 or 10 people, or maybe more, was brought out in the line. That's enough to identify that His presence is here. Now, Brother Price, if you will, I want the congregation to sing real softly, "The Great Physician Now Is Near." The sympathizing Jesus, if He died that you might be made well, certainly He's in sympathy with your sickness. He sympathizes with you because you are sick. And as you come through the line, man of God is going to lay hands upon you. I'm going to stand here and take my place with these man of God. Come right back around and, now look, don't forget this now. Think hard now. When you pass through the line, have your faith fixed like this. When I come to the end of that line, it's all over. I'm going right down that aisle. I'm standing here sick. I'm standing here bothered. I'm standing here fearful. I'm standing here not knowing what's going to take place. The doctor said this, and he said this, and said. But when I go down there, I'm having my hands up in the air, thanking the Lord that I'm well. Just watch what happens. Now, I would, many times, people are very conscious when you're watching them. Sick people especially. They're watching you, and that's what the eye is, the gate to the soul. That's the reason Jesus let them out. Of course, they will not be as many healed this way as it would be if you had them one by time out and take them down. But look how many wants to be prayed for. See? You can't take them like that. But now, this is the way that your faith has to catch it. Now, don't say, I don't know how to explain it. Nobody does. But we believe it because the Word said so. And the vindicated Christ is here with us. Called Him on the scene. What did He do when we called Him? He showed us, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Only believe, just believe it with all your heart while we, with our heads bowed now, and Brother Price, or some of them here, or Brother Price will direct the line, and each one go through, take your seat back again, and we sing the Great Physician, and we'll pray. Now, let's everybody beforehand, I want to pray, because let's pray now. Remember, Peter, when he's called to the house of Dorcas, he prayed over in the corner, got up, went over and put his hand on Dorcas and said, Dorcas, rise up. Now, Heavenly Father, we're likewise praying. You are here. You made yourself known. You're our Lord, our Savior. You've healed us many times. And the hour here where hundreds of people will be coming from that basement and around every place to be healed. They'll be coming in this prayer line. Here's your servant, all of us believing that you're going to do just what you promised. And we're going here to lay our hands upon these men and women, boys and girls, as they pass through this line. May each one of them believe, Lord. And we're going to sing this sweet old hymn, The Great Physician, and that's you, Lord. Now we're going out on the basis of Thus Saith the Lord. Our faith is telling us, pulsating in our own hearts, that these signs shall follow them that believe, and we are believers. We're standing a mighty army, and we're going to meet Satan's challenge. We're meeting it in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, brother. And now everyone with their heads bowed praying, and some of you singing, the Great Physician, and the prayer line will be moving. Brother Price will be leading the song and directing the people as he comes through. The Lord bless you now. Amen. Jesus one time said, "Know what I have done to you?" How many believes now, with hands went on them, lying, coming through there, that done exactly what Jesus said it would do? Do you believe that? His word cannot fail. Because that you have said this, because that you have witnessed that you believe it, I'm going to believe this with all my heart and say, God Almighty makes you well. See? Because I know it's the Scripture, it's the truth. I believe that every person come through the line will be made totally well. Now what do you do with it? You don't doubt it, you hold it right before you, your token. What is your token? The Holy Spirit in your heart. You pass through that line, it has to happen. There's no way for it. No matter how many you've been through before, this is it. This is the hour. This is the time. It's over. It's settled. Just forget you ever was sick or ever had it, ever afflicted or anything. God will take care of it for you. You believe it? Amen. I believe it with all my heart. Now let's stand up, each one of us, right up like this. And now, as a brother said in his pamphlet I read today, to raise your hand is a universal sign of surrender. I surrender all. Let's sing it. I surrender all. All to Thee, my Christ, my Savior. I surrender all. Jesus, I. My will, my doubts, my faith, my heart, my body, my sickness, my life. I surrender all.
I believe I cry.
Now remain with all your heart as you raise your hands.
I
surrender my faith, Lord. I surrender my everything. I'm healed.
I surrender all, all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
Isn't He wonderful? Now think, we mean that. Everything is surrendered. I'm no more my own thinking. I'm only going to think like I think, Lord. I'm just going to think like You think. And You promised that I was healed. I think that. I surrender my thinking. I won't no more think about my sickness. I won't think about the disease I had. I ain't thinking about nothing but thinking what You said. Now, right out in front of you stands a person just like you was a few minutes ago. You were sick down here, but there's a well person standing there. Jesus Christ is calling to that well person right beyond it. Now you just by faith, as you close your eyes, walk right into that well body. See? Then just keep on walking. Just keep on going.
I surrender all. Lord bless you.